Eggs, chicken.
Today's learning Shemila Nitzvah Chaim Lizuk Shem Shai Yemayish Israel. We're supposed to Shleima Chaim Leishiv Amalkam and Yibrach Basar Malkam Matchitzuk Mepegel Dina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reishon on Beis. We're up to Sif Beis. As I mentioned yesterday, we're going to have a little bit of a chazara of some of the things that we did by Amira La'akam, because these also apply to us coming into Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Umutar litein begadav lekoybis ein a Yehudi. You're allowed to give your clothes to a non-Jewish launderer, but oiris la'abdan and hides to be worked out. Perish, says the Rama. Uman shema abed misakana oiris, the worker, the trades, the craftsman who is repairs and fixes these skins. Samach lechashecha, close to evening. Im, and this is what we remember, this was some of the conditions that we needed to do. Im katzas leidamim, if you're giving it to him as a fixed price. Or if he's doing it for free, as we said, if he's doing it for free, we assume that he's doing it as a return for some favor that the Jew did for him before. And that include, and additionally, you can't tell him that you need it on Shabbos. The guy has to do the malacha in his house. His house, we'll see, it doesn't really mean his house, but it has to be outside of your house. So again, as we remember, number one, it has to be katzas, according to Mechaber says, because if not, it's as if he's doing it for you. He becomes your shliach, that would become a mir lachem. Number two, it has to be that you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You can do it anytime he wants. So therefore, if he is doing it on Shabbos, it's al daita the nafshe that he's doing it on Shabbos. And condition number three was that it has to not be done in your house, because if it's done in your house, somebody sees him working in your house, they're going to assume that you told him to that he's your worker and he's working for you on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura before we continue on over here with the Ramah. It's not specific over here to giving clothes to a launderer or to giving oiris to a craftsman to work them out. That Tom, what's the reason? The cave and the cuts of leidamim, since you have a fixed price, but ad malachle for the work. The ene makbid all of shiaseni take. If you're not saying you have to do it right now, sukika ovid b'yom haShabbos, when he's doing it on Shabbos, adaita the nafshek ovid, he's only doing it for his own reasons. Lamar lahashem malachta, he wants to finish up his work, either to get the work out of the way or so he gets paid sooner, and therefore it is not that he's doing it for you. Samach lechashecha, Mechaber said you can even give it close to the end of the day, close to evening. But he reminds us, says Mishnah Berura, ubeinim sheyoytze gam kemi pesach beisiv vayyom, you need that he should have left your house before while it's still daytime. In katzas, if you made a fixed price, heinu soch you do have a lois chir yom, you're not paying him for the day. V'ayin simen reish mem zayin sif beis refers us back to what we learned by Amir Lakin. The hisne imay sheitin lois sachar v'yispashet imay. You said, okay, I'm going to pay you, but we'll negotiate the price later on. Afo pishaloi perish kama, even though you didn't give an exact price, kama yitin loi, how much you're going to give him, dinay kekatzas, that's the same as katzas, because ultimately you'll figure out the price, and he's not considered a schir yom, he's not a day worker for you. Umizman hazet, today's times, Kalim Lakovis, your clothes to the launderer, to the cleaners, stama dina kikatzats. It's considered as, even though you didn't walk into the Gaisha cleaners and say, hey, what's your price for this shirt? The kitzvas, you do it because everybody knows what their prices are. L'chein, aminik pashit, litnaim erev Shabbos, samach l'chashaych. You can drop off your clothes by the launderer that's a guy. You know, and you know, obviously, if the person wasn't a guy and he's doing it on Shabbos, that would be maybe you have a different problem with neiver. So here we're talking about a guy. You're giving it to a firm Jew, he's obviously not going to do it on Shabbos, so that wouldn't be a problem. The Tovis I know, so we said that even if he's doing it for free, hey, no, Shanisratza in the Yehuda Latsis Lebechinam, the guy said, I'll do it to you for free. Vamrinon, we say, the Mistama who Bishvileza Tovis Asleh Sramatchila. The reason the guy's doing it for free for you is because you must have done some sort of favor for him prior to that. Alkein, adaita the nafshik of it. Again, he's doing it on Shabbos, not for you, not because you want him to do it on Shabbos, but because he is giving it, because he is doing it for his own will that he wants to do it on Shabbos. And then the Mechaber said, however, you have to tell him that he's not going to do it on Shabbos. Shabbos is a very practical thing. If you tell the guy, I need to have it Matzah Shabbos, you're going to write to Lisa Miyad the Matzah Shabbos. You have to travel right away on Matzah Shabbos. Gamza Asa Filu B'Katzah. That's considered a B'Katzah. So what's the case? I walk into the cleaners 5 minutes before the Zman, and it's the winter Shabbosim. So the cleaners, the guy is still going to be open after the Zman on Matzah Shabbos. And I say, I got a flight on Matzah Shabbos, and I'm going to pick it up 10 minutes after the Zman. Now, it takes an hour for him to do this job. So by me giving it to him 5 minutes before Shabbos, it's and picking it up 5 minutes after Shabbos, that's no different than me basically telling him do it on Shabbos, and that would be Asa. The cave in Sheyefshel Gomrai, since it's impossible for him to finish, Elim Kenyasa Shabbos, unless he does it on Shabbos, as if you told him, do it on Shabbos, and then it's Yishliach. Now, if you gave it to him in the afternoon and you're picking it up right after the Zman, as long as there's enough time to him to have done it, even though it's very likely that he's probably not doing it the second you drop it off, as long as there was enough time, that's a different story. But if there physically is not a possibility for him to do it before Shabbos is over, certainly you cannot do that. That is basically telling him to do it on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber said the only thing, another condition was that he can't do it in your house. Right, that he's doing it, I'm sorry, the Mechaber said that he's doing it in his house, Beveisai. So the Mishmur explains, what does that mean in his house? Right, the key part is not that he does it in his house. The key part is that he's doing it not in your house. The Oz Mutak, the Oz Mechsi, because if he does it in your house, that will appear as you told him to do it on Shabbos. Because of the Chayodim, the base Yisrael afila asa afilim idava shemini kol b'nei yir litim b'kablonus. That, now we're going to go back down memory lane again. So remember we said that if something is done b'kablonus, technically it would be mutter. Why? Because kablonus is essentially a price for the job. So why would it technically be mutter? Because basically, since you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it on Shabbos for his own will because he wants to get paid. Now, what happens if I live in my city, and the minig is that you pay the guy to do your shirts, $3 a shirt. He decides to do it in your house. Now, you might argue, since everybody pays a fixed price for shirts, everybody would know that he's doing it. I'll die to the nafshay. So the Chayadim says no. If he's doing it in your house, even though normally everybody should really not be chayshed you because everything over here is done b'kablanas, you're still not allowed to do it. The yomru shayitzivah lasses b'shabbos. If they're doing it in your house, then it is going to appear as if you told them to do it on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot do it. And that just is what we discussed at length. If you have a mechanic, you can drop off your car to do it, even if he's going to work on Shabbos, but if he's going to work in your driveway, you can't do it because that looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos, or if it's something that's obvious that it belongs to the Yisrael. So, for example, working, doing construction on a house or a building that belongs to you, all those things, you cannot, everybody knows that it's Nikrel Shem Yisrael, and people are going to think that you told them to do it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do that. Now, let's go to Ramah. So the Mechaber gave us his conditions to what would make it allowable to drop it off. Says the Ramah, if you didn't have a fixed price, also the Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it on Erev Shabbos. V'ayin leil simen reish ben zayin. The yesh cholkim emoysa loy bechinam nehine b'tayves ano. There are those who argue that the bechinam is not so simple that you can do it, that we call that katzas, that's called a fixed price. If you remember over there, we said that if he asks and he says, he offers to do it for free, that would be okay. Or alternatively, you should at least agree to give him a small payment, so this way it becomes katzitz. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'im lo katzitz, heinu shaloi hisna me Yisrael oid eschoroi. They did not make a deal as to what he's going to get paid. V'en Yehuda mitzapim l'tashlim sachar, and the guy is awaiting his payment. Also, v'leimrina adaita d'nafshei d'avad. We don't say that he's doing it for his own reasons. Kevin Shesrol, if Tichai Behedya, since there wasn't an agreement as to what you're going to do. So the Ramah said, if there's loy katzas, you can't give it to him on Erev Shabbos. Because Shanoisle Erev Shabbos, because when you give it on Erev Shabbos, Mechzikli Noisle Al Menashe Yasav Shabbos. Because it's as if it appears like you're telling him do it on Shabbos. Ukeshekotzatz, but when he's a fixed price, that died to the nafshikavad, then he's doing it for his own reasons. Like Mechzikiliyamer, like hey, it doesn't look like that. The Kotzah Paiskim, the Kesheyeshoyes LeGomer BaIdyoyim, Mutafilu BeErev Shabbos. That if there's enough time to complete the job on Erev Shabbos, so you're giving it to the cleaners in the morning, but the kind of cleaners that you didn't agree to a pricing and then negotiate it afterwards. But if there's enough time, then you are allowed to do it, even like katzis lekulama. You notice the Rama said you can't give it on Erev Shabbos. The revi Shabbos. If you're giving it earlier in the week, which is separated from Shabbos, didn't earpiece start? You guys hear me? Okay, second. Let me just take this out. Okay. That if you gave it on Wednesday or Thursday, that even if it's not katzatz, and you give it to the guy on Wednesday or Thursday, and it's a long job, a job that takes many, many hours, and he's not going to be able to finish by Shabbos, it doesn't look, since I'm giving it on Wednesday or on Thursday, it doesn't look like I'm telling him to do it on Shabbos. Then the Rama said that those who argue with the free job, that it's not so pashit that you can do it. What? Usvirulut, the dina kalei kotzatz, because that shita holds that free is not like a fixed price. V'adaita Yisroel kovat, in doing it before the yid, v'asa b'erev Shabbos, and you're not allowed to give it to my erev Shabbos. V'ayim daka moshe, the maskin l'chayish yeshcholkim, that he agrees with the Yeshchalkin, look over there, that's what we spoke out, that if he's offering it, then it is okay, or you should at least agree to some sort of price. We just said, unless the guy himself is offering, that's for sure sort of a repayment for a favor that you did with him previously, Vedina Kekotzas, and that is a din as if it's Kotzas. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaba. The Imra, you gave it, you followed all the rules, you did everything fine, but then you see him doing the work on Shabbos. If he's doing it to you for free just because he's doing you a favor, hoping you'll do him back a favor, you should tell him to stop. Even if you gave it to him a number of days before Shabbos, and he's doing it for free, but you saw and you see him doing it on Shabbos, you should tell him not to. Let's see the Mishavura. Even though the Mechaber said that even for free you're allowed to do it even on Friday, you don't have to be concerned about that he's going to do it on Shabbos, even though you know he's going to. Since you're not commanding him to do it, as we said back in Reish Mem Zayin, so you go visit this guy on Shabbos, you see him doing it. It looks like, since he's not getting paid for this, when he's getting paid, everybody knows he's doing it for his own purpose. Since here he's not getting paid for it, everyone's going to think that you told him to do it on Shabbos. And therefore you have to tell him not to. But if you agreed on a price, you agree that you're going to pay him, but you didn't agree to the final number, and you don't have to stop him. So then the Rama said, even if he gave it a number of days before, what does he mean? Right? Really? He gave it a couple of days before. It was muta. You have to stop him when you see that he did it that, on a case that he's doing it for free. If this guy worked for you as a daily worker, you paid him X amount of dollars per day during the week. Now he wants to do work in his own house, but where it doesn't, he's not seen. You have to go stop him once you become aware of it. Even if you're not doing it in front of you, because again, if he's working as a schir yayim, that becomes your shliach. If you tell the guy to make you shoes, you make him custom shoes, and you see him doing it on Shabbos, I feel like katzas and tzarich limchus miyada, you don't have to stop. Because it's not known as the guy. The guy is the shoemaker. He's doing shoes. No, it's not called the Jew's shoes yet. If a customer comes in, he might sell it to somebody else. So the last thing the Mishabur is telling is also something before. If you order something from the guy and he's making it for you in his own house, but it's not nicker that it's the Yisrael. So I order a suit, right? And the guy's making it in his own house. It's not my suit until he finishes it and I pay him and I pick it up. Till then, he has a right to give it away to someone else. Somebody sees him making the suit. He's a tailor. Nobody knows that he's making my suit for me. Therefore, you are not, A, it's not yours yet. B, he's doing it in his own house. C, it's nobody can look at it and say that he's doing this for you. So we don't have an actual issue. We don't have a marasayan issue. And therefore, it's okay for you to have him do it. Okay, and you don't have to stop him. We'll stop over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.